As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks. It's time once again for a show me showdown. You have breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there is a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Thursday, September the 1st. Wow, here we go, man. Month number 9, September the 1st, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, just 10 days off. Yeah, right. Anyway, we come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, my name is William Roberts. Always good news, hopefully hard facts, certainly workable solutions when we can find them and where we can find them. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely not alone, but you're in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. Be a part of today's broadcast. You can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com. Engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you can call in at area code 512-904-8014. Join me live on air and from around America and around the world. You can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Of course, your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email, as so many do, at bvlhost@centurytel.net. bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Mo, 65647. Getting a lot of static in my ears here. I hope it's not going out over the airwaves. Big shout out over to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, reallibertymedia.com, channel 16, and talkstreamlive.com. Hope you're all enjoying the broadcast this morning. Our call-in number remains 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. Precious metals traverse a narrow band, maintaining recent gains. The U.S. dollar index is up. Oil is down. Green agenda withering under the bright light of reason. Designer fatigues. That's all in the news basket today. The United Nations. Try to get back into some of the things I just wanted to cover yesterday and didn't. United Nations, the future of cities, the lure of empire, the new world of Henry St. Simon, physiology of social classes, all of that and much, much more. Let's go to our market report for this morning. Again, active trading out of New York City as of 1 hour ago at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Found gold trading up $1.40 at $1,825.60 a troy ounce. Silver up 14 cents at $41.65. Platinum off $1 at $18.42. And palladium off $3 at $777. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, about a $30 spread, something like that, $20 in there, maybe less than that, $17. $1,814 for a low, $1,831.90 for a high, relatively narrow band as it's just kind of crab walking along, marking time. But at $1,825.60, your gold is up year to year, $580.80 for a 46.67% return on your investment. The London Gold Fix this morning, the morning price fixers, set the price at $1,815.50 towards the lower end of the spectrum here, and we'll see where it closes out today. The SPDR gold shares overnight unchanged, claim to hold 1,232.31 metric tons in their electronic treasure chest, valued on State Street at $71.8 billion at these bullion prices. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed up 54 at 11,614. The NASDAQ closed up 3 at 2579. And the S&P 500 closed up 6 at 1,219 overnight. In Asia and in Europe, things are pretty well, you know, in the green or just barely in the green. So we might have an up day on the Dow as well. Crude oil this morning off 26 basis points. We'll have another story about that in a moment at $88.55 a barrel. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, September the 1st, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local as we come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Once again, just a brief recap of our morning news. Looking at the gold out of New York City, I'm a little bit distracted this morning. Every time you go through and make a big change on these self-produced radio broadcasts, which I've had to do, I had a power supply unit on my main tower for the studio blowout last week on Friday. Back in the studio this morning, hooked it up and trying my spare mixer and seeing if we can get all the sound to come out right. Yesterday we were going straight into an HP Pavilion, and we had a very good sound card in that particular device. But unfortunately, the way that I was set up, I couldn't hear myself in the headphones, which makes for really weird broadcasting. Nevertheless, sounding good yesterday. We'll see whether we can increase the volume or tone or make it all right for you this morning as we go through the broadcast, and certainly tomorrow as well. But anyway, back into the discussion. Our gold out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time an hour ago was up $1.40 at $18.2560. If you look at the charts, you'll see that it's been relatively choppy, kind of traversing a narrow band, coming up and down and up and down, but not much of a spread at all, less than $10 in there. But at $18.2560, your gold was up this morning, $1.40, $41.65 in the silver, up 14 cents, $1,842 for platinum, off $1. Palladium was off $3 at $777 a troy ounce. Again, the Dow yesterday closed up 54. This morning, things are moving along, looking pretty calm, and we'll have to see where it's going I'm showing it up 80 right now. We'll see how it closes out today. The NASDAQ up 3 yesterday, closing out at 25.79. The S&P 500 closed up 6 at 12.19. Crude oil this morning off 26 cents. For those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude delivered as they are in the Cushing Hub at $88.55. U.S. dollar index this morning up 36 basis points at 74.48. A lot of financial news hanging out in the background of my mind here, been on the web for hours. The U.S. dollar index this morning up 36 basis points at 74.48. Of course, that impacts the foreign exchange rates. Everything's looking pretty good, though. The Canadian loonie at $1.02, the Mexican peso at 8 cents, the euro at $1.43, the British pound at $1.62, and that Swiss franc up another 98 basis points, no doubt plaguing the Swiss central bankers at $1.25 apiece in the foreign exchange market. The bonds this morning, they keep talking about how great this is. I can't see how this is great, but I guess it's great. The yield on the two-year treasuries, U.S. bonded indebtedness, continues to decline this morning at 0.18%. 0.18. The 10-year is at 2.20, and the 30-year is at 3.58. Apparently, as the yields go down, they become more desirable. I don't understand that. I wouldn't give you $100 for 2 years for a 0.18% return on my investment. No, sir. No, you'll have to go see the guy next door. 15-year mortgages this morning, moving down from 3.58% a month ago to 3.40% this morning. The 30-year moves down from 4.47% to 4.26%, the prime rate. Of course, always locked in stone at 3.25%. Your gold to silver ratio at 43.82 ounces of silver to bring you home 1 ounce of gold. Going to the economy calendar and see what's going on over here this morning. We've got a little bit of action happening. Chain store sales, of course, is out this morning. The motor vehicle sales is out. Jobless claims, productivity and costs. Bloomberg Consumer Comfort Index and the ISM Manufacturing Index. We'll talk about all that and construction spending too throughout the broadcast. Tomorrow, excuse me, again, we'll have the employment report. So let's go into these things and see what we got. Here's this EIEIO petroleum status report. Now, we're going to have a longer article on this in a moment, but this is what they say. A sharp weekly rise in imports and a slowing in oil shipped for processing to refineries contributed to a large 5.3 million barrel build in oil inventory. So, once again, we've got every pan, every bucket, and every container filled with oil. And that's for the August 26 week. Oil imports rose to 9.6 million barrels per day versus 8.8 million in the prior week. And I don't know why we have to continue importing oil. It's just, to me, it's like shoot yourself in the foot. You know, we're awash in a sea of oil. We've got all this oil offshore. We've got oil in Alaska to die for, And so anyway, we keep importing this stuff. Inventories on the product side show a 2.8 million barrel draw for gasoline and a 0.4 million barrel draw or build for distillates. So they've got more diesel fuel on hand than they do gasoline, with a 2.8 million drawdown there. Demand side indications are positive, with wholesale supplies of gasoline steady at 9.2 million barrels per day for a minus of 2.1% year on year. So all of this information points to, you look at this country and it runs on oil. All right. And if you're using more gasoline, if you're actually, producing it and distributing it and people are buying it and sucking it up and driving around, it's indicative of activity in the marketplace because, we used to just go cruising on Friday night with the top down on the 57 Chevy and go out to Golden Gardens and watch the girls and drink beer and listen to the AM radio. Those days are fairly well gone, although some kids still do that. But anyway, that used to be the name of the game. But when you look at all of this activity, people driving around, oftentimes they'll stop, buy a Coke, they'll get a candy bar, they'll stop for a sandwich, they'll go out to dinner, they'll stop at a store, they might shop. So it is indicative of some things. Also, we also have all of the people that are out there in the delivery business, people that are driving semi-trucks and trailers all over America. We've got people out there with the UPS trucks. You got your U.S. Postal Service carriers out there doing that. We've also got all the young people going back to school now, So the school buses are all packing up a lot of gasoline and diesel, burning that up. The teachers are moving. The parents are moving. They're starting to do the sports things again. So all of this, we just watched this EIA petroleum status report to help us understand how the world is doing on that standpoint. Here's another one along the same line. Motor vehicle sales. Sales of domestic light motor vehicles in July jumped to an annualized 9.50 million unit pace from 8.88 million the month ago. So we see a little bit of an uptick in the sales of automobiles. Now, again, it's hard to say. You know, you could be looking at Hertz Auto Rentals or one of these other auto rental companies buying up vehicles, selling off the last year's models, getting a new one. You could be looking at the same thing from the government standpoint, fleet vehicles, your city police buying more automobiles, your county sheriffs buying more of these Crown Victorias, that sort of thing going on. You've got auto sales, I don't know, it's light motor vehicles. I would imagine that would be light trucks as well, small vans, you know, delivery vans and things like that. So anyway, it gives us an idea of what's happening in the economic basket. Here's another very strong indicator, however, and that's jobless claims. The initial jobless claims are trending sideways, pointing to no significant improvement in the labor market. So about the same number of people are coming in to file their initial jobless claim today as they have been for a while in the past. The prior was 417. The prior revised was 421. They're never right. The consensus they were looking for was 407,000, and they got 409,000. Well, be right back, Steve.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzy noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined food, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals have created our 40-day, 40-night, 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free, 10 to 20-year shelf life. The pail contains enough whole food and nutrition for one person to survive well for 40 days and nights, with recipes too. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. The pail includes organic rolled oats, millet, brown rice, green lentils, garbanzo beans, black beans, pinto beans, quinoa, pancake mix, non-fat powdered milk, sprout blend, sprouted sunflower seeds, organic Enerfood, chia seeds, miso powder, and a Cajun spice blend to give some flavor to your meals. This is 100% organic. This is the way to get prepared. Call today, 866- 762-9238 or go to enerfood.com.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So once again, looking at this jobless claims report off the Econoday calendar here, which continues as bad, the improvement is offset in part by a 4,000 upward revision to the prior week for to 421,000. So you just have to take these numbers with a grain of salt. I think that John Williams at ShadowStats.com produces fairly reliable numbers. Econoday likely is doing the best that they can. They seem to be relatively objective in what they're writing here. So we just kind of do the best we can, but try and use this information, first of all, as a way of moderating all of the news that you're going to hear, because so much of what you read in Bloomberg and elsewhere comes right out of these reports, all right? And the same data is being used by a lot of people, and then they just fluff out the writings. Continuing, it says, showing no improvement from a month ago is the four-week average, which at 410,250 is up for the second week in a row and compares against 408,250 at the month end in July. Now, you know, one of the things we deal with, I certainly have to deal with it on a regular basis, is we see these numbers. I see them every single week. We talk about them a lot. But we need to think about it, I believe, from the standpoint of faces. If we can think about of a half a million people, basically, in standing in job centers all across America, filing their initial jobless claim and put a people face on this, as opposed to just a numbers and statistics face on it, I think it'll be a little bit more useful for us. We have a very, very serious problem here. All of these people that are out of work, all of these people that are applying for unemployment, they're not going to be buying shaves. They're not going to be buying haircuts or getting their shoes polished. They're not going to be out buying new pairs of shoes, most likely, et cetera. And that's very significant. They're going to be reduced purchasing as far as food is concerned and everything else. More and more difficulty making their rent payments. They might have to be downsizing, moving laterally, moving down. All of those things come into play as well. And then beyond that, there is the drain on our tax coffers when we are, you know, having to finance these people, some of them out to 99 weeks on these unemployment claims, you know, and they get a pretty substantial amount of money for unemployment, even more than you would get if you were on welfare. So anyway, that's that. Let's go to the next one, productivity and costs. As expected, second quarter productivity. Now, remember, we've talked about this in the past, but for those just joining us on the broadcast, productivity is a tricky little thing. You know, it sounds really good. Hey, everybody's really productive. But you can make a factory, let's say, very productive by getting rid of all of the employees and turning everything in over to automation. Automation, he works here, I guess. Anyway, you can turn everything over to automation. You can have a very, you know, your productivity numbers can look really good. Unfortunately, it's not good for the people that used to work in that factory. So let's see what the numbers say here. As expected, second quarter productivity was revised down, while unit labor costs were revised up slightly. That's not to say that everybody's out there really, you know, getting big raises. You're not going to find much more likely in your pay envelope this month. But certainly, there are a lot of people out there that work for government that continue to get more and more and more and more, while we get less and less and less. Non-farm productivity. I don't know why they always keep this non-farm, you know, use this non-farm. They don't want to talk about what's happening in the farming community. First of all, it's extremely difficult to track what's happening in the farm community. Quite often, you'll have somebody that is out there that's farming, and his sons and his daughters and his grandsons and his, you know, the aunts, the uncles, everybody works on the farm. And it's pretty hard to track it because you don't necessarily, you know, come to the end of the week and everybody gets a pay stub. Everybody gets to sit down at the table. Everybody gets a good meal. Everybody's got work to do, water to drink, a place to live, but we don't necessarily, you know, go and report our lifestyles to the IRS. And so maybe that's why they keep the non, you know, the put keep they separate between farm and non-farm productivity. Dropping down a little bit further again, it says the consensus forecast called for a 0.5% decrease for the second quarter revision. Unit labor costs rose a revised 3.3% in the second quarter. That's a pretty healthy jump for the labor cost. Compared to the 2.2 initial that they had, first quarter was 6.2. The drop in productivity reflected a revised, more sluggish rise in output of 1.3%. Let's talk about that. We start seeing a revised or a sluggish output. You know, if you've got a business and you've got some folks that have been loyal to you over the years, and you find yourself in a recession or in a slump like this, what you will very likely do, if you've got common sense, is that you're going to get rid of all your laggards. You're going to get rid of all the guys that were hanging around out back smoking cigarettes. You're going to keep the ones that really are good servants, that really know how to work and put it out. And even if you have to kind of float them, in other words, they're not making as much per hour for you as they used to, you're still just kind of hanging on to them because you know that they're well skilled at the task at hand, and you're willing to carry them a little bit. Maybe the boss will put a little less in his paycheck, or they'll put a little less towards the bottom line of the business to hang on to some people. So all of these things are running in the background, and some of these 407,000 that wound up in the unemployment line, they're the ones that weren't very productive. The non-productive employees will be sacked, and the good guys will be kept, even if it costs the business a little bit to keep them. Well, that's enough for that. Let's go on. Here's a interesting article, and as I mentioned on the show open here, the green agenda is withering under the bright light of reason. The more we look at the green agenda, not just nationally, but internationally, around the world, we can start to see that this headlong rush into green shoots and green jobs and green this and green that and green religions, it's, you know, like the chewing gum up on the bedpost overnight. It's losing its savor, all right? United Nations, $100 billion climate change initiative seem to need private funding. And ain't that the truth, all right? They're always reaching into your pocket. You know, this green energy, free energy, it unfortunately requires free money, and that money isn't free when it's coming from you and me. Jim Estethal, or Thu, Jr., writing this one for Bloomberg, a fund to help channel $100 billion in climate change aid annually to developing nations should encourage private financing instead of counting mostly on money from cash-strapped industrialized countries, Bloomberg New Energy Finance said. What are we talking about here? All right, $100 billion. This is the transfer of wealth, all right, the redistribution of wealth scheme among nations and between nations. And the idea that we're going to be able to continue to channel billions and billions in this quote-unquote climate change aid to developing countries like China, they're still listed as a developing country, is petering out, all right? And it's a good thing. But this is another tax. This is the global tax that was designed, was styled to finance the United Nations. They've wanted this for a long time. They'll get it eventually. They're still being subsidized heavily. But we've had articles about that in the past. Let's continue. An international panel is working to create an endowment depending primarily on donations from governments. Well, of course, it's not donations from governments. It's donations stolen out of, you know, at the barrel of a gun from you and me and other things. Our productivity is down. Our spending power is down. Quality of life is going down. All of these things are going down as we're robbed to throw money down a rat hole after green. All right? Not good. Our green going into the hole for green. Doesn't make sense. And they say here, which is a recipe for failure. So they're having to come to truth here. Michael Liebrich, Chief Executive Officer of New Energy Finance, said in a report today, the committee is scheduled to finish before a meeting of the United Nations climate negotiators set for November in Durban, South Africa. We'll continue with that right after this.
The home of cutting edge talk radio online, worldwide, at oraclebroadcasting.com.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans. The program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.swissgoldbythegram.com or click on our banner ad on the oraclebroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And continuing this discussion, the Green Climate Fund, they continue, was central to agreements reached last year by the United Nations treaty negotiations in Cancun, Mexico. And, of course, we reported on that meeting as it was going down. This Green Climate Fund, Green Climate Fund, the world's richest countries, How are you feeling this morning, folks? I don't know. Got my belt pulled up so tight I can only breathe on Tuesdays and Thursdays, you know. But the world's richest countries pledged to channel $100 billion annually by 2020, part of it through the fund to help poorer nations reduce greenhouse gas emissions. I told you about this deep green resistance. I heard this woman come on. She was interviewed on another network in an evening broadcast. Man, I tell you, I was tearing my hair out. These people are walking around on the planet, folks. These change agents are everywhere. You think they sound good? They're even in the alternative media. Unbelievable. Championing the Green Party, championing the sustainable development. Oh, boy, we've just got a, you know, we've got 200 species going extinct every day. You know, we've got the ice caps are melting. The polar bears are swimming from ice floe to ice floe looking for a iceberg to clamber out on and eat their baby seals for breakfast. It's so sad, so sad. Man is destroying the planet. We're going to have to reduce the population. Everything, there's not enough to go around. The Malthusian garbage. Man, You hear it anywhere on any broadcast, folks, be sure and call in, okay? Share them a little bit of the wisdom you've learned here for the last couple of years. Investment flows that large, quote, can only be achieved if the bulk is provided by the private sector, not the public sector. So if there is a corporation out there that's feeling particularly benevolent, if Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation want to pony up billions of their dollars and throw them around, so be it, all right? But get your hand out of my pocket for this nonsense, all right? We're awash in oil. I'd like to be able to fill up the tanks on my Chevy truck with high-cast leaded gasoline so that that engine could run the way it was designed to run. And it would be absolutely ducky with me. And here in sunny southwest Missouri, where it's a quarter of a mile or more between farm places, it ain't going to make a blinking bit of difference. Anyway, investment flows that large can only be achieved if the bulk is provided by the private sector, not the public sector, according to the report. Developed governments are almost without exception under extreme fiscal, perhaps solvency pressure, Liebrich said. All right? So once again, the green agenda is withering under the bright light of reason here. Financially, we can't go there. Can't do it. You know, you might want to donate to some cause, but by golly, you know, do it on your own dime, not on mine. He suggested a network of treaties. No, I don't like that. And financial incentives designed to lower risks and attract private investors for clean energy and adaptation projects. Now, you don't need treaties to attract private investors. All right? You don't need that. Yeah. Somebody put a leash and a collar on Hillary Roddam Clinton and get the State Department to stop entertaining notions of more treaties, and especially climate-related treaties. Zero chance. Last year, a UN panel with members such as billionaire George Soros, makes you almost want to choke saying the name, chairman and founder of Soros Fund Management LLC in New York, and Larry Summers, former director of U.S. Barry the Usurper's National Economic Council, said it would be challenging but feasible to raise at least $65 billion by taxing foreign exchange transactions and auctioning pollution permits. Well, George, why don't you just go ahead and retire? And Larry, dig into your books. Stick with academia and stay out of governmental affairs. You've both been a pain in our butt and a thorn in our side for decades. Nations won't participate in such proposals, Liebrich said in the report. You know, the George Soros, you know, this idea of the Institute for New Economic Thinking, Bretton Woods, too, they really do need to think it over for one more time because they've been doing us nothing but harm for far too long. They need to be exposed for what they are as charlatans and then ridiculed out of existence, ostracized, and basically, you know, just go into retirement and shut up. There is simply no point in advocating global taxes on shipping, aviation, and financial transactions and or global carbon prices where there is zero chance of these being adopted in the current political cycle, possibly ever. This fellow is speaking truth to power here. Climate aid can be delivered to the developing world through a green climate finance framework using private funds when possible and public money only to deal with specific risks. Well, yeah, we can look at those specific risks, but let's look at them one at a time and balance them against everything else. As Vicki Davis wrote once, war in the context of everything else. Nations receiving the aid should sign an investment treaty covering policy changes that could harm revenue, such as regulations that increase costs, the ability to bring profit back to home countries. According to the report, richer national governments should provide guarantees that private investors won't be hurt by natural disasters, coups, and defaults where new projects are financed, the study said. And we'll talk about that natural disaster, coup, and default in a minute. Before we do that, again, I say that this really ought to be completely private. If we're going to do something intelligent, let's put our tariff board boundaries back up, our tariff barriers back up. And when we import things into the United States of America that are in direct competition with things that we could better produce here, I think that we ought to make them competitive so that our workers can have a job and we can go back to a Warden June Cleaver, 1950s America, when men were men, women were women, and cars had fins and looked good. U.S. women warriors sent to battle with armor equipment designed for men. Well, yeah, I want to get the women out of the military. My God. Anyway, here's the article. Unbelievable. Saw this one this morning, and just after I quit laughing, then I started weeping because this is so insane. Former U.S. Army Sergeant Rebecca Havrilla, who dismantled roadside bombs in Afghanistan, remembers the pain she endured wearing body armor designed to fit a man. Quote, "It can actually be painful because of the way the plates are shaped," said Havrilla, who spent a year in Afghanistan in late 2006-2007. "When you're laying down, it was even more restrictive. Trying to get that arm into a shooting position was slightly challenging." Well, could be truth to that. "Nor is it easy to maneuver in baggy, man-tailored combat fatigues that require women to tuck and pull excess fabric." I don't know why they have to tuck and pull it, but I guess they're tucking and pulling excess fabric. You can't even go to the store today and buy a shirt that isn't cut for somebody that weighs 700 pounds, you know? What's somebody with a trim figure like mine to do in a world like that? Every item of garment that I buy, I have to take it to a tailor, have it tailored, I guess. I don't know. Maybe I should just gain 200 pounds. Anyway, here's the quote. "I can't tell you how uncomfortable it is to walk around," Chase said. "They're so bulky and they're not fitted properly." All right, we're talking about battle fatigues here, folks. We're not talking about evening wear. Anyway, about 270,000 women have served in the Afghanistan and Iraq wars. What a shame that is. Over the past decade, making up almost 12% of the force. Do your math and see how many people have served over the last decade. The Defense Department estimated as a growing number are exposed to combat, women warriors, boy, pose new challenges for a military now that more than 15% female. Have we ever slid down the road? In a 2009 survey, most troops of both genders said the equipment used by women in war zones, quote, was inadequate in some capacity, according to a report by the Defense Advisory Committee on Women in the Services. Among the problems the survey found were poor quality or outdated equipment, lack of necessary equipment, tardy issues of equipment, and equipment not sized or designed for women. There's a problem with this. I hope you can hear it. 2 years later, the military effort to remedy shortcomings has moved slowly and with mixed results, said Lori Manning, a retired Navy captain who leads the Women in the Military Project at the Women's Research and Education Institute, a nonprofit women's advocacy group. "There's much more that could be done," Manning said. "For example, soldiers' backpacks, which can weigh 60 pounds or more, could be altered for women so that more of the weight is carried on the hips and the lower body instead of on the shoulders," she said. While the Army has made strides in some areas, it has acknowledged that work remains to be done. There is still no plan to issue body armor tailored for women. Well, with all the variations in the front field and all the variations in the backfield among lots of women, be hard to make it a perfect fit, wouldn't it? The Army is doing long-term research on the issue, no doubt. Continue with this insanity right after this.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm.
Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Now, with the Oracle Broadcasting Android application, you can take Oracle with you on the go. Download the app at OracleBroadcasting.com.
Oh, in the old days, back in the medieval time period, you know, you'd go to an armorer and they would make you a set of, or a suit of armor. Hal Anthony has experimented around as an armorer himself. You know, that's, I've worked with a lot of metal products myself as a blacksmith, or at least as an amateur one. But I can tell you this, this discussion is going, you know, from the ridiculous to the sublime. There's no question in my mind about it. There is a place where women can do very well, and there are places that women ought not be. And in my opinion, I don't see that women have any place at all on an active battlefield where they need to be wearing body armor and the rest of this stuff. Something has gone bad wrong here on the way to the farm. Let's continue the article. Again, talking about backpacks, you know, which can weigh 60 pounds or more. I'm not here to say that a woman can't pack around a 60-pound pack, but a 60-pound pack, unless she is very large, very strong, is more than anybody really ought to carry. I wouldn't even recommend carrying a 60-pound backpack. I've done a lot of mountain climbing and a lot of backpacking, hundreds and hundreds of miles on foot with a pack on my back. And 40, 45 pounds right about in there is ideal. You can do a lot. You can still move around. It doesn't kill you too bad, doesn't exhaust you too soon, and so on and so forth. So they're shooting for about 15 pounds more in a pack than they really ought to be considering. The physics associated with trying to have the body armor work in complex shapes, you can imagine, you fill in the blanks for the complex shapes, is just a bridge too far right now. Army Major General Peter Fuller told a House Armed Services Subcommittee in March when he led the Army's Program Executive Office for Soldiers Equipment. Not a priority. It's not a priority issue for the Army in the grand scheme of things, said Havrilla, the former Army sergeant. In other ways, the military is making strides towards gender equality. Now, I don't know, they're trying to figure out how to dress up a woman. What are we going to do with the homosexuals, the lesbians, the transgenders, and all of the rest of them, you know? I love a parade. I love a parade as they go marching off to battle. Oh, my God. The Army has spent about $620,000 since 2009 to develop its first combat uniform for women. With shorter sleeves, lowered pockets, a shortened button fly, and an elastic waistband to accommodate women's hips, said Army spokeswoman Stacy Jill Burnley. $620,000 to try and design combat fatigues for women. It fits me, said Army Major Sequana Robinson, assistant product manager for soldier clothing at the program executive office. I can just put it on, and I don't have to worry about extra tucking because there's less material there. It makes females feel more professional about what they're doing. Wow. Unbelievable. Standard attire. The uniform, if approved, could become standard female soldier attire as soon as 2013. Well, and it goes on, talks about the study on the submarines, where they're going, gender neutral. You know, I don't know. They're going to be riding the waves soon, I suppose. Let's go to the next article here. Unbelievable. Friends of Libya meet in Paris to aid transition. The Friends of Libya. Like a club. Anyway, Gregory Viscusi and Aline Fouquet, or Fouquet, are writing this one collaboratively for Bloomberg New News. As rebels close in on the remaining strongholds of Muammar Gaddafi, the international coalition that helped push out the Libyan strongman. I told you about this article stuff. We could go back and review those 10 steps for the, writing these kinds of articles to... You know, paint the picture very black every time they're trying to bring in one of their socialist democracies. Anyway, as these rebels close in on the remaining strongholds that helped to push out the Libyan strongman. Nobody was talking about Libyan strongman 2 years ago, you know. He was just A-OK Odeo. In Libya, a man identified as the fallen leader's son, Saif al-Islam, said yesterday that he has 20,000 armed loyalists in Gaddafi's hometown of Sirte, and that no one is going to surrender, according to an audio statement broadcast on the Syrian-owned Arare satellite television station. Another of Gaddafi's sons, Saadi, has been in negotiations to turn himself in, according to rebel statements. Quote, we're ready to do anything to stop the bloodshed, so a house divided shall surely fall. The 60 delegations attending the one-day Paris meeting today, how much is that going to cost the taxpayers? The 60 delegations attending a one-day Paris meeting, so they bring in all the limousines, they fly in all the people, all their staff, and all the laptops, and all the printers. 60 delegations attending. Why couldn't they do this on a telecom? You know, just jump up on Skype. Anyway, the 60 delegations attending the one-day Paris meeting today at the presidential Elysee Palace will mark a shift from backing rebel aspirations to supporting the new leaders of Libya as they try to establish order and restore their economy. Of course, there was order and a solid, sound economy in Libya before the NATO got involved with it. The nations taking part include those that participated in providing air cover for the rebels, such as the U.S., France, Britain, Italy, and Qatar, as well as Germany and others that refused to commit military forces. Turning the page, with the countries present, with the UN, with the Arab League, what does it take to be an Arub, by the way? You know, what is an Arub? According to my encyclopedias, an Arub, A-R-U-B or A-R-A-B, is anybody that adopts the customs, the tongue, the tribe, and the creed of those people. That's right. You could have a Mustafa bin Bush. You could have a Wadi El Blair. They could both be Arubs. You could have a Benjamin Netanyahu El Saudi or something. With the African Union, and there are probably plenty of those in the House of Saud, by the way. They do matzo on the side. With the African Union, we will turn the page on dictatorship and combat to open a new era of cooperation with a democratic Libya. Another one bites the dust. And another one goes, lofty goals. The NTC leaders have said the right things, but their ability to enforce those lofty ideals on those with the guns in the streets is a lot more difficult. That's right. You can force your way into this country. You can give us plenty of crap and plenty of static, but the last word is going to be out of the barrel of a gun. Let's go to the next one. It says here, Oil prices advance on manufacturing reports, the Cushing decline in supplies. Ben Sharples and Anna Koh writing this for Bloomberg. Oil advanced from a two-day low in New York as investors speculated. See, there's a real problem here with this price of gasoline and diesel being driven as is by investor speculation. Where's a free market when you need one? As investors speculated that signs of manufacturing growth in China and the U.S. Signs of manufacturing growth in the U.S.? Where were those signs? I must have driven by it. Indicate that fuel demand will increase in the world's two biggest crude consumers. Well, we're crude consumers, all right. We've been consuming so much crude that we've become crude in all of our ways. Futures gained as much as 0.5% after China Purchasing Managers Index, and the U.S. factory orders climbed. Not by much. Crude supplies at Cushing, Oklahoma, the delivery point for the West Texas Intermediate Oil, also known as light sweet crude, dropped a fifth week. According to the Energy Department, a report today may show U.S. jobless claims fell last week. Brent futures rose for an eighth day. We've got a reassuring PMI number from China, and if the U.S. turns out to have more jobs than expected, I think we're off and running for Brent. That'll be Brent crude. That's what Muammar Gaddafi has, and they'll be off and running for Brent crude now that they've just about destroyed his country and taken it over. Anyway, oil for October delivery gained as much as 44 cents, and it continues, and it continues, and it continues. Let's go to the next one. London Olympics, talking about the green energy, London Olympics drops its carbon offset plan. the best laid plans of mice and men. Sarah Hall's writing this one, unfortunately, for Bloomberg. Organizers of the London 2012 Olympic Games dropped a plan to cut carbon emissions during the sporting showcase, abandoning a pledge made when it defeated eight other cities to host the event. So they got the thing because they were promised to do all these carbon emissions credits, and then they changed their mind. You know, man's word is his bond, and apparently there are no bonds left in England. But games administrators will, quote, no longer pursue formal offsetting procedures, close quote, to mitigate the Olympic-related emissions, documents posted on the Olympics website said. It all sounds so good when you're sitting in Cancun, Mexico, you know? Everybody wants to cut back on your carbon emissions, but nobody is willing to stop breathing. Scrapping the plan. Well, we'll have to scrap the plan after the top of the hour break. We'll be back and close out the news and go into some other discussions. Stay tuned.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the members' stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. go to teamspeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is teamspeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. teamspeak.cc. Looking for news and real information? You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, September the 1st, first day of September, 9th month of 2011, two-hour broadcast to become vocal local, coming to July, Monday through Friday, right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oracle broadcasting.com, in the first hour, a variety of financial news and other newsy news, as I love to say. Just a variety of things, but we're looking at an article now, closing out the news, getting closer to the end of the news cycle for today, in regards to this Olympic Games over in London, all right? And they're setting aside this carbon offset plan that they had when they went in on this, all right? Scrapping the plan, which would have involved the offsetting the emissions generated by the Games by investing in clean energy projects in poor countries. This is a redevelopment, you know, redistribution of wealth scheme. This is basically straight-up Marxism right out of the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto. How that's supposed to relate to Games, I don't know. But scrapping the plan, again, which would have invested, would involve offsetting the emissions generated by the Games by investing in clean energy projects in poor countries, underlines how carbon-saving measures are being overlooked to save money as the U.K. cuts spending and increases taxes amid an economic slowdown. So, you know, the best-laid plans, mice and men, are off to go astray and certainly are set aside when you have to, you know, have the bright light of reason shined on this specious nonsense. And so much of this specious green agenda has, you know, been at the heart or the warp or the woof of this current economic recession that we're in. Officially, if you want to get go down certified carbon offsetting, all projects have to be overseas. So, this is a quote now. So, if we plant a lot of trees in Essex, that just doesn't count, said Stubbs, referring to the English county. Quote, because the Games are in the United Kingdom, we want to maximize the Games locally. Doing formal offsetting would be diverting things. So it's okay, you know, I mean, if you want to get involved with carbon offsetting and things like that, you got this big factory and you got a big parking lot and all that. And so you decide, well, what we'll do is we'll, you know, plant a windbreak over here and we'll put in lots of pine trees and we'll put in lots of oaks and we'll come over here and landscape this, landscape that, and we'll grade all of this 150 acres just right and we'll have a storm water retention and detention facility and we'll have aeration ponds and the water that flows off of our factory site will just be as clean as it was when it flowed onto it and so on and so forth. But if you're doing all of that, you're not getting carbon credits because the only way you can get any credit for this carbon reduction program that you're doing there is if you give the money to Togo or Lesotho or some other country in Africa or someplace else or China. Big points for China. 3.4 million tons. This is an Olympic game, all right? 3.4 million tons. LOCOG, L-O-C-O-G, estimated the construction of the facilities, the staging of the games, and the transportation of the staff and the athletes dating back to the day when the games were awarded to London would collectively generate more than 3.4 million tons of greenhouse gas emissions. Not to mention all that huffing and puffing going on during the games and all that fumar going on by the people watching them. Anyway, including 438,000 tons from the staging of the event. Organizers of the games had intended to compensate for some of the greenhouse gas emissions generated by the construction and staging of the Olympics by purchasing so-called carbon offsets, probably from Al Gore or the Chicago Climate Exchange, or credits, which are created by funding clean technology projects in developing countries. It's an indulgence. It's going to the Pope and paying the Pope, is Peter's pants so that you can marry your sister or your daughter or do some other horrible thing. Insurers seek to define Arab Spring damage. Now this one, I'll try and close on this one. We've got all kinds of other news. But when we come back, we'll take a look at how the insurance company is driving the Arab Spring.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined food, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals have created our 40-day, 40-night, 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free, 10 to 20-year shelf life. The pail contains enough whole food and nutrition for one person to survive well for 40 days and nights, with recipes too. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. The pail includes organic rolled oats, millet, brown rice, green lentils, garbanzo beans, black beans, pinto beans, quinoa, pancake mix, non-fat powdered milk, sprout blend, sprouted sunflower seeds, organic Enerfood, chia seeds, miso powder, and a Cajun spice blend to give some flavor to your meals. This is 100% organic. This is the way to get prepared. Call today, 866-762-9238, or go to enerfood.com.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.swissgoldbythegram.com or click on our banner ad on the oraclebroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So we can see a little bit of a challenge here. You know, everybody remembers here we are just 10 days shy of the live burning sacrifice visited on the high places in New York City, opening the door to all this insanity that we've had to deal with this past decade. But this article points to some of this. You know, Larry Silverstein. Insurers seek to define Arab Spring damage. All right, it's all about the words we choose to use. We hang ourselves with words sometimes, and we suffer when we're careless in our understanding and use of language. As the Arab Spring gained momentum this year, the initial protest in Cairo's Tahrir Square constituted civil commotion. Okay, underline that one. Write that one on your tote board. Civil commotion. In the parlance of the global insurance industry, civil commotion. All right, write that one down. When demonstrators demanded that Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak step down, they crossed into insurrection. Write that one down. insurrection. So now on our list we have civil commotion and insurrection. After soldiers sided with the people, the military engaged in mutiny. Mutiny. Rumble, rumble, rumble. Mutiny, mutiny, mutiny. The military engaged in mutiny. Write that one down. Now we have civil commotion, insurrection, and mutiny. Such semantics may, and this is the obfuscatory linguistics of the logical positivist syntactician, such semantics may feel like distinctions without a difference. For underwriters in the specialty market of political violence assurance, write that one down, political violence insurance, though they're crucial, Bloomberg Businessweek reported. Providers such as Hiscox, sounds rather pornographic, and Lancashire Holdings Limited, based in Bermuda, a tax avoidance scheme there, typically sell coverage from a menu that starts with sabotage, write that one down, and terrorism. So now we've got civil commotion, we have insurrection, we have mutiny, we have sabotage and terrorism. Moves through such perils as strikes, riots, and civil commotion. All right? Insurrection and outright war. Wow. The problem is that events on the ground can be difficult to define. You see all these insurance agents out there trying to figure out how to adjust this one. I mean, it's bad enough with what the media does, you know. You'd almost have to visit the site to be sure. The problem is that events on the ground can be difficult to define. As incidents progress from one classification of political violence to another, insurers and insured don't always agree on whether property damage should be covered. This is a litigious world that we live in. I mean, to tell you what, the lawyers and the bankers, two races that we might want to revisit. Although brokers and underwriters rarely discuss specific cases, total claims arising from the Arab Spring may top $500 million. I think if Larry Silverstein bankrolled it, you would think that there would be topping a higher number than this in the Arab Spring. Look at all the damage that's been done by the NATO troops in Libya, for instance, said Andrew Van Den Born, an executive director of broker Willis Group Holding PLC in London. Disagreements over how to label the turmoil may mean that insurance will be lector. Spit it out, Willie. Disagreements over the label that turmoil may mean insurers will be reluctant to pay many of those claims, people in the business say. Now, if you thought the people down in the Gulf of Mexico were having a hard time getting money out of BP, which is harder than getting oil out of granite, the people in Egypt and Libya and Tunisia and Syria coming up and Iraq and Afghanistan, well, don't hold your breath to get any money from your insurance agent. This type of coverage lends itself to dispute, said Daniel Wagner, chief executive officer of the consulting firm Country Risk Solutions. Who'd have thunk it? Hi, my name is Daniel. I work at Country Risk Solutions. Quote, was there a fire in your home? Is a yes or no answer. Excuse me, yes or no question, he said. Was this a riot or an insurrection? Is not nearly as clear. Was this a riot or an insurrection? You can imagine the duty of a journalist to report accurately. Reporting of a insurrection as opposed to a riot could cost the insurers millions. More than 60% of the 1,382 companies and other organizations surveyed by insurance broker Marsh & McLennan buy terrorism insurance. Well, so did Larry Silverstein. More than 60%. I guess it wouldn't be unusual for him to take out a comprehensive insurance policy and someone after the fact goes through and find it. Sure enough, he was insured for terrorism because of his policy. But it might not be unusual. Last year, the survey found insurance companies were willing to underwrite $3.8 billion in such coverage globally. So many governments in the Middle East had enjoyed long tenures, multinationals and local companies alike typically insured themselves against sabotage, terrorism, and civil commotion, but rarely against graver perils such as insurrection or war. I'd like to take out an insurance policy against war. Oh, my goodness. Rates have climbed this year as the turmoil boosted the demand for policies covering more serious upheavals, brokers and the underwriters set. Well, a little bit more here. In case you were following the bond reports every morning, bonds beat stocks and commodities in August after Standard & Poor's decision to strip the U.S. government its AAA credit rating roiled global markets and made treasuries the world's best performing assets. Again, how can these possibly be best performing assets? The yield on the two-year treasury this morning is 0.18%. My goodness, your year-to-year gain in gold is $580.80, up 46.67. Who would buy a treasury? If you want safety, if you want security, if you want to protect your wealth, why would you go to some place that looks like, well, just a scam? But that's what they say. The combination of the downgrade to AA+, showing U.S. growth and Europe's debt crisis, drove investors into the world's biggest, most liquid debt market. Not to mention all the activity of the U.S. government buying its own debt and all the corporations doing the same. Instead of eroding the value of the U.S. government debt, the rating cut sparked financial market turmoil that made treasuries and the world's reserve currency favorites among investors. How's that Federal Reserve note doing in your portfolio, folks? Is it one of your faves? Is it one of your big ones you want to invest in currencies? You know, stock up on $1 bills. Those fives are really attractive. How about adding a few more $10 bills in there and throw in a couple of 50s and 100? That's a nice diversified portfolio, isn't it? The Chicago Board Options Exchange Volatility Index, or the VIX, surged the most after the downgrade on August the 8th since February 2007. I wonder how much they had to pay S&P for this downgrade so they can make all this money and drive people into the treasuries and into the currencies. I don't know. They fired the chief. They fired the president that made the decision. It wasn't too popular. You've generally seen sentiment really weakening, and it's all dovetailed together with treasuries and the dollar being the global reserve currency and the biggest, broadest financial market out there. Treasuries have benefited. So why don't they go ahead and knock it on down to a double A or an A or a B or a triple D or just an F?
Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras, guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Dot com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
Now, back in around 2004, 2005, when Michael Shaw was broadcasting on Wednesday evenings, the broadcast it was titled Freedom Advocate or Freedom 21 Santa Cruz. Some of you may have remembered that evening broadcast, Freedom 21 Santa Cruz. He's changed his system around a little bit. Now it's Freedom Advocates. You can find the link up on the on my website or down there on the right on the homepage. There are the links, freedomadvocates.org. And on that website, freedomadvocates.org, Mike has revealed a new or has produced a new pamphlet. You know, we look for solutions all the time. Back in 2004, 2005, you talk to people about Agenda 21, and boy, you get the goofiest looks you'd ever imagine. People just didn't have any idea, no clue whatsoever, okay, what you were talking about. And it was difficult because there were not very many tools, but Mike put together some really good tools over the years, and he continues to do so. He's rewritten, redeveloped, reprinted this one handbook that is the most useful of all. I've been able to get more traction with this particular handbook. It's more valuable in some regards than even giving people pocket constitutions. It's easier to read, takes less time, and it takes a little bit less mental prowess to be able to understand what you're reading. But this one's titled Understanding Sustainable Development Agenda 21. Nice photograph on the front here. For the people and their public officials. All right? For the people and their public officials. It's all new, all redone, looks really good. I've read through it. I agree with what he's saying in here. Very well put together. He's brought together some of the best of all of the various publications that he's put out before, and it really is a very easy, very handy device that you can use when you're meeting face-to-face with some one of these change agents or your county commissioners or your mayors or whatever. Instead of just handing them and giving away a copy of this to them, you sit down, get an appointment with them, and you sit down and you just go through it. Well, I'd like to have 30 minutes of your time if we could schedule that sometime this week, and I'll come in. I'd like to talk to you. And then sit down and go through this pamphlet with them, this booklet, and then leave them with a copy of it, as opposed to just giving them away. I've given away so many of them, and I'm afraid that I was wasting my money because I'm not confident that the people would actually read them. But if you'll take the time to sit down and walk them through this information one time, then they'll be on, hopefully, a better path. But it's very interesting. It's really good. And in the back here, it also gives some of the neighborhood tools that have been put out. He's got the America's Choice, Liberty, or Sustainable Development. He's got his Sustainable Development Global Local Action Plan pamphlet. That's a very good booklet. Lots of pages in that one. And it has a rather extensive catalog of books and other things put out by Freedom Advocates. It also, this one, includes the War on Reason series. This was a tape program that we did back then. It includes abolishing property, private property, screening your child for mental health, central banking and sustainable tyranny, Fabian socialism, regionalizing England and the European Union, and the all-out war on natural law, which is a two-hour presentation that I did in that segment. So you can buy these tape CD broadcasts and listen to those as well. So all in all, again, these little pamphlets, Understanding Sustainable Development, Agenda 21, for the people and their public officials, are $4 a piece. If you buy 1 to 10 copies, if you buy somewhere between 100 and 1,000 copies, you can get them for $3 each. And if you want to buy 1,000 or more copies, you can just call in at 831-684-2232, and Michael and his crew will help to find a price that will be right for you. So if you're looking for an outreach tool, this is a good one. I recommend it. I've always enjoyed Michael Shaw. He does a really good job. He's a hardworking guy when it comes to combating the advance of a sustainable development and advancing freedom in the 21st century. Now I'm into another book. This is the United Nations Habitat, The Future of Cities. I've been threatening you with this. It's a very light pamphlet. You can get it right directly from the United Nations Publications Office themselves. It's ISBN, or ISBN, BN, ISBN. 92-1-131-692-3. I'll say it one more time and then you can get it off the archives. It's ISBN 92-1-131-692-3, The Future of Cities, published by the UN Habitat, United Nations Human Settlements Program. And of course, as you know, Chapter 7 in Agenda 21 is one of my favorite chapters to reveal and excoriate on air. And this follows along the very same thing, the UN Habitat mission statement. The mission of the UN Habitat is to promote socially and environmentally sustainable human settlement development and the achievement of adequate shelter for all. That's right, a tent for everybody, right? Everybody gets a bunker. Everybody gets a culvert. Anyway, and then it goes on and talks about that. I'm going to go right into the meat of it. This was from the report of a parallel event held on the occasion of the 19th session of the Governing Council of the United Nations Human Settlement Program. Have you ever considered yourselves living in a human settlement? No, of course you didn't. Nairobi, Kenya, May 19th of 2003, and this is how it begins. It has four different sections in it. The introduction: in African cities, their immediate locus, like becoming vocal local, the vocalis localis, locus. It's also, if you go in and look at and look up a parabolum, you'll find this very interesting slice out of a cone. And that's a lot to do with parliamentary procedure, by the way. And their enduring promise of a civilizing mission. Also, number three here, about the future of cities. And then four, integrated multi-sectoral project. Housing, infrastructure, eradication of poverty in the favelas, or the shantytowns, of Teresina, Piau, Brazil, so on and so forth. But let's go into it. The Future of Cities is one of five key parallel events held during the 19th session of the UN Habitat Governing Council in May of 2003 in Nairobi, Kenya. The objective of the parallel event, which was held on 9th May of 2003, was to explore and discuss how cities are likely to develop in the 21st century. Again, so rarely do we ever bother planning. We don't have anything planned for the weekend, likely nothing planned for next week, but these guys have got the entire century mapped out. Right? That's the difference between globalism and John and Jane America. In terms of their form and function and taking into consideration past, current, and anticipated future trends. And so we very carefully research the past. Right? We look into the future, into a time of greater and greater freedom and less tyranny and despotic control. Then we always find ourselves in the present falling forward into the future. The new millennium, back to the book, has been characterized as an urban millennium. Urban millennium. That's right. Smart growth, new urbanism, pack 'em and stack 'em housing, in which the phenomena of urbanization is intertwined with globalization. So we have, you know, almost 90% of our population or more living close to the coasts, packed into urban developments. And then us out here in the hinterland get to enjoy all of the fresh air and grass and sunshine to ourselves. But I like that. I really do. This is a horrible place, folks. You wouldn't want to live here. The humidity is horrible and the ticks are ferocious. Please stay in the cities. Anyway, this is the situation, however. Because as we look at places like New Guinea, you know, and Papua and places like that, you know, you go down in Africa or down into South America, hey, there's a whole lot of ground that hasn't been developed. A lot of room to live. We keep talking about overpopulation nonsense. A lot of place to live. But what they want to do is they want to crowd you all into these sustainable communities. So this new millennium has been characterized as an urban millennium in which the phenomena of urbanization is intertwined with globalization, with cities being both agents and products of globalization. So the cities are actually agencies. They're working to be agents for the advance of globalization. Three basic processes associated with globalization are of significance to the future of cities. Global restructuring of economic production. We see that happening all around us. Again, this was back in 2003. Rapid diffusion of information and communication technology. We see that every day right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Right back.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so, of course, it wouldn't be right to plug Michael Shaw's Understanding Sustainable Development Agenda 21 for the people and their public officials without remembering also that we have an archivist on the broadcast, show.archive@gmail.com, show.archive@gmail.com. I was informed over the evening that we now have 650 broadcasts at 8.86 total gigabytes at 16K resolution in a 3 DVD format set audio. I guess those are Well, it's just you have to use DVDs to get all this information on there. Audio in jewel cases. I mean, you're getting three of them, okay, including shipping for a $15 donation. All right. Old Fritz is just knocking himself out over there. I mean, he's giving these things away, folks. So if you know somebody that might benefit from these broadcasts, if you want to have all of my broadcasts on just three discs that you can pop in, you know, the car and go with wherever you go, or I don't play them at home, share them with others, whatever. Take them with you, go to a meeting, play a part of it, segment, all of it, whatever you like. Take a church group or whatever. 650 broadcasts on three DVD discs in audio, in jewel cases, $15. Just send an email to show.archive@gmail.com. There's no relation to me in the, you know, in this. This is a private thing that's being offered to you. Out of the goodness of his heart, Fritz, he's in the chat room now. If you want to get these DVDs and add them to your own collection, three of them sent to you, just shoot Fritz an email at show.archives@gmail.com. And I thank him for his interest in the broadcast, for all the time it's taken to put this together. It includes all of the indexes so you know which broadcast has got what on it, and you can just quickly access the one you're looking for. So there you go. Any, you know, if the power goes out, you're sitting there with your lappy or your MP3 player, you don't have to be on the internet-connected computer to get live streaming audio. Now, dropping back into this again, we're looking at this book, The Future of Cities, all right? And we're looking at these three basic processes associated with globalization significant to the future of cities, global restructuring of economic production. So we're offshoring and outsourcing, rapid diffusion of information and communication technology. This is the expansion of a high-speed internet all across America. This is this planetary skin, all these hubs, all these routers, and all that, the cloud, the computing cloud, and then in all of the countries of the world, trying to connect up all of the business centers and all of the governments on the internet. Your use is alternate. It's optional. Among the manifestations, and then global convergence of governance norms and systems. Man, that's a big topic. And we could go on for hours here. Global convergence of governance norms and systems. You think you live in a constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government? Guess again, it's a global convergence of governance norms and systems. This one superstate, one system of law, one governance model. All right? You know how well that's going to work. That's going to work out for us just about as well as the global economy has. Not very well. Among the manifestations of rapid urbanization and globalization are increasing concentration of poverty within cities. So they're trying to force everyone into the cities in the face of the idiocy of recognizing that there's a tremendous concentration of poverty in the cities. And they're not very bright, but they are industrious. All right, and rising income inequality between and within cities. So it's going back to this new feudalism concept. You know, you've got Venice over here, and they're at war with Florence over here. Then you got Pisa over here, you know, and then you got Turin over there. And you got Paris over here, and you got Cordova over there. And they're all pissed off at each other because they don't have the same standard of living. And so they are constantly involved in wars, rumors of wars, etc. Income inequality between and within cities. Is there something written somewhere? Is there some stone out there that we've overlooked that says that all men are created equal in every regard? No. No. It's not there. Our founders were, I don't know, maybe Tommy was smoking a J when he wrote that Declaration of Independence. Certainly nothing has ever been created equal. There aren't two blades of grass, ain't two sparrows in the air that are the same. And certainly we couldn't expect that anyone, two, three, or four, or ten people would be ideal, equal in all of their incomes. Shouldn't be. Never would be. Anyway, continuing, increasing dominance of cities and towns as home for the majority of humanity. All right? Now, as we do that, if we increase the dominance of cities and towns as home for the majority of humanity, then we're going to have to import everything that those cities need. They're not going to have victory gardens on every, you know, back porch. They're going to need food, and they'll need clean water. And as more of them and more of them and more of them pack into cities, they're going to need to pipe that water further and further, which is why it's called blue gold, and they know it. You know, Muammar Gaddafi was doing that in his country and doing a good job of it until we bombed the hell out of it all. Aging of the world's population. We talked about that this morning. All right? It's the aging of the world's population. We talked about it yesterday in detail. This 15 to 49-year-old age range, the whole back of the world is, you know, the whole cost of running the planet is falling on their shoulders. And as more and more and more of the baby boomer generation, they call it that because there was a lot of fertility going on as the airmen and the armed service people came home and visited on leave. Anyway, a lot of babies were born in that time period. And today, they're just now turning 16, 65, 70 years old, and they're on Social Security. And young people, ostensibly, are going to be required to pay the debt. Not a good situation. Aging of the world's population, increase in demand for urban services necessary for the aged. I'd have another news article we didn't get to talking about entrepreneurs and self-employment, right? The entrepreneurs and the self-employment these days, it's not working out too well because there's just too many people that are trying to start up their own little businesses at a time when the economy is basically flat or going backwards, falling off the cliff, to be able to support all these little ideas that people have come up with. So we've got to do, you know, the Institute for New Economic Thinking is not just words. The master blasters at Bretton Woods, too, realize they're going to have to rethink things because the think that they got stinks. Rising income inequality between and within cities and the exclusion of the poor. Some cities are going to be centers of prosperity. Others, like Detroit, are going to be ghost towns. That's just the way it's going to be. Emergence of megacities and large metropolitan regions. So we've been talking about these metro regions, you know, Metro 1313, University of Chicago, metropolitan statistical areas. All of southwest Missouri and northwest Arkansas have been merged together in this new metropolitan statistical area, riding on the back of the Wally World, Walmart, Benton County, Arkansas, Rogers and Bentonville, the home of Walmart. That's their corporate headquarters. And so all of this area is included in a metropolitan statistical area that spans three state boundaries, whether we like it or not. Intensification of environmentally unsustainable urban consumption patterns. The intensification of environmentally unsustainable consumption patterns mentioned here. Increased global networking of cities through new information and communication technologies. You've heard of the Sister Cities program. We've listened to the wise, you know, words and writings of Vicki Davis as she's starting to share with us you how this system of foreign trade zones is working out, you know, where the governors are all over in China trying to partner up with other provinces and cities in China and make them, you know, basically sister economies. Increased global networking, again, of cities through new information and communications technology. Continued changes in the International Division of Labor. Some people question the idea of the Division of Labor in the first place, but they're going to continue to have changes in this International Division of Labor, principally driven by the global search by enterprises for locations with lower production costs. Again, this is this foreign trade zone stuff. You know, we go, the American manufacturers go over to China and they find some one of these little dinko provinces with 35 billion people in them. And they go into those provinces, they take advantage of the incentives for moving their businesses there, all of the tax incentives, both from the U.S. to move out and the Chinese to move in. And then we take advantage of the low cost labor and then they put it on these relatively low cost ships and bring it back by the container full to America and dump it on you through Walmart. Increasing domination of the service sector employment compared with agricultural and industrial employment. And so we can look at this entrepreneurs list today, and what did we see was up near the top? Medical services. Medical services is up near the top. Why? Because there's going to be a vast population of people ready to go into the old age home and sicker than dogs having eaten all this horrific food and filled their gut full of all of these toxic chemicals they call pharmaceuticals. Increasing informalization of production activities in both developing and developed countries. Informalization of production activities. This is, goes back to the weavers. Goes all the way back to the production of wool in the time of the Medici in Florence. Informalization of production activities. People doing handicrafts from home trying to make the ends meet. In both developing and developed country cities, driven by rising intra-urban income inequality.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined food, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals have created our 40-day, 40-night, 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free, 10 to 20-year shelf life. The pail contains enough whole food and nutrition for one person to survive well for 40 days and nights, with recipes too. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. The pail includes organic rolled oats, millet, brown rice, green lentils, garbanzo beans, black beans, pinto beans, quinoa, pancake mix, non-fat powdered milk, sprout blend, sprouted sunflower seeds, organic Enerfood, chia seeds, miso powder, and a Cajun spice blend to give some flavor to your meals. This is 100% organic. This is the way to get prepared. Call today, 866-762-9238, or go to enerfood.com.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans. The program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.swissgoldbythegram.com or click on our banner ad on the oraclebroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Hey America, it's your old friend W here. Do not tune into Truth Frequency Radio with Chris and Sherry every Saturday at 10 p.m. Central here on Oracle Broadcasting. Otherwise, the terrorists win.
And back into our discussion here again, right out of the future of cities, looking at this very interesting information. Let's go through this a little bit further, dropping down a bit. The challenges implied in these predicted trends are numerous, but all of them may be seen as components of the central challenge of how to ensure sustainable urbanization. Right? I mean, if you're really into this, okay, go with it, rhyme with it, okay? But you're on the other side of the line for me. As now generally accepted, sustainable urbanization must rest on three pillars. Here they are. Environmental sustainability, economic sustainability, and socio-political sustainability. Of course, those are the three E's of sustainable development. They've been bandied around for a long time. This implies, against the background of rapid urbanization and globalization, development of cities that are environmentally livable, economically productive, and socially just and inclusive. Doesn't that sound just warm and fuzzy? Make your hearts just pound so brightly. Continuing, says here, Professor Odin Hiambo argued that the unique contribution of cities to civilization was and continues to be their ability to create an enabling environment for the interaction of creative ideas and innovative technologies and to synergize them into novel forms and movements that propel new structures of production and services, as well as new systems for trade and transboundary relations. Is that working out for you in a city near you? How come I never read about that part in the news each morning? But the survival of cities has always been and continues to be threatened by the breakdown of what? Of safety and security. Hey, if you see something, say something, right? Call Janet. She'll be glad to hear about it. Safety and security. This is Agenda 21, Chapter 7.59, the promotion of a culture of safety. I call it the promotion of a safety cult. Safety and security will have an important influence on cities of the future and is an immediate agenda for action in most of Africa's large cities. You can also think of this as the rise of the police state. Taking a philosophical perspective, Professor Odun Nyambo concluded that the survival of Africa's future cities, including their safety and security, will depend on the extent to which connectivity, love, adventure, and creativity are respected as the pillars on which a new sense of value-based holistic civilization should be anchored. Boy, it sounds good, doesn't it? Seductive, isn't it? Look very carefully before you adopt these philosophies. He posited that such a civilization should put science, scholarship, culture, and commerce at the center of the endeavor to re-engineer and reconstruct the city as an enabling environment for the fulfillment of the promise of progress and advancement of every human being. Social planning, planned economies, the Gauss plan perhaps, Soviet Russia, China, India, Brazil, Russia, yeah. Professor Hogel Magel, what a name, made a presentation titled About the Future of Cities. Professor Magel is the director of the Institute of Geodesy, GIS, and Land Management, you see. GIS, GPS, Global Governance. Talked about that a lot. Probably have one of those units in your automobile or in your cell phone, tracking and tracing wherever you go. Walking in and out of Walmart, all the products are talking to the greeters and the meters and the doorways and everything else, you know, as you move in and out. Professor Magel's presentation, well, no, let's go back up. International Federation of Surveyors, he's also the president of the International Federation of Surveyors, and is an expert in regional and rural development as well as land management with working experience in Eastern and Southern Europe, Asia, and Latin America. And I've done a fair amount of all of the above, all right? I can tell you, it just made my hair stand up straight when I was first working with AutoCAD and DCA back early 80s. And when I started to visualize, just sitting there on a coffee break, smoking a cigarette, looking at what I'd drawn, I started to visualize how this thing could roll out. Why, if we could store information on each pixel on that screen, what a treasure trove of information. Of course, at the time when I was thinking about storing micro data, micro scripts, on a single pixel on the screen, I didn't make the connection, I didn't make the leap in my mind to the idea of a hot link, linking other documents. But we used to do pin bar drafting in the early days. You'd start out with a 24 by 36 sheet of Mylar and a pin bar, it was all punched holes in the tops of it. And you'd lay your first sheet down and you'd put on, let's say, the survey's traverse lines, where the surveyors walked and the hubs they set and the distances that they recorded and all of that rot. Then you'd come in on top of that one and you'd lay down the boundary lines. On another sheet, you'd lay down the topographic survey. On the next one, you'd lay down a preliminary road plan or any existing utilities. And you just continue to build sheets until you had the entire subdivision completely mapped out on multiple layers. And that's what eventually became AutoCAD. Working on multiple layers today with the technology that we've got in these computers, can't even imagine what all they have in there. But this is much the way that we've got gone in the last 30 years, and I could see it all back in the 1980s. And quite frankly, it was startling. Because the level of privacy just goes away. Technology, the rise of the technotalitarian state, I mean, I could see it. I knew where we were going. Turn from it was revolting to me. I didn't want to be part of the advancement of it. Professor Magel's presentation approach the issue of the future cities from a rural regional perspective. Regionalization, regionalism. You can find more of that in the writings of Auguste Comte, too. Quoting the former French Prime Minister Edgar Faure, Professor Mogel said that his starting point was the concern that, quote, if the rural areas don't breathe anymore, the urban areas and the cities will suffocate. If the urban or if the rural areas don't breathe anymore, the urban areas and the cities will suffocate. He argued that rural and urban areas together constitute regions and should be partners in regional development. The best way to influence the future of cities is to have a dream or a realistic vision that is shared by all citizens. And so you go to these ICLEI meetings, these visioning systems, they all come up with these vision statements, mission statements. It's all the war military terminology. But to have a dream, you know, Martin Luther King, I got a dream, baby. It includes you. The prosperity of future cities will also depend upon the local policies. That's the Administrative Procedures Act. Designed to implement the paradigm of civil society. A civil society. That's juris civilis. That's Roman civil law. The principles of good governance, as well as more ecologically oriented land use plans, land use planning, countywide comprehensive planning and zoning, the advancement of FEMA's multi-jurisdictional all-hazard mitigation planning system, floodplain ordinances, floodplain management, the International Property Maintenance Code, the International Code Council's body of model codes and model acts, and socially inclusive city programs, PROGRAMMES. In some contexts, this will require cities to spatially deconcentrate. It's kind of what they're doing now in Detroit. Big money for Caterpillar tractors. Works really well over on the West Bank and Gaza, too. Anyway, they're deconcentrating. In other words, they're busting down and bulldozing out all of the blighted areas, the brown zones, literally and figuratively. Firstly, a movement towards a polycentric form of cities and human settlements in general. Secondly, a movement towards a regional approach to the planning and management of human settlements. Sounds like farming, doesn't it? Only you're the cow. The presentation focused on the experience of Teresina City through the Best Practice Project. Best practices. Best practices. You hear it all the time. Every time you get around one of these university extension agents, one of these various and sundry change agents that come from academia out into your towns and cities and counties and states, they talk about best practices all the time. Value-added best practices. Which has excelled in the area of social inclusion. Social inclusion, all-inclusive here. There are no individuals. We've already talked about the war on individualism. There are no individuals. It's a collective. And again, it's Chapter 7. Of Agenda 21. It talks about a transformation, a broad sweeping transformation of property holding from individually held properties to collectively held properties. Actually, it's the implementation of the Communist Manifesto, the abolition of private property. Unfortunately, your private property is you. They want to abolish you too. I'll see you again tomorrow. Till the next time, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty Stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
Hey, how's that Franken food working out for you? You like it?
Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at OracleBroadcasting.com.